Testing. Testing. This is Joe Devlin transmitting on 532 megacycles on the 21st of June 2020. There's a good wind blowing, so my generator is putting out enough juice to get me on the air. It's Midsummer's Day. Happy solstice. Breaking news. In our give and take here at Glendalough in County Wicklow, we have a good supply of mutton, but it is going fast. We're getting low on potatoes and we need flour or wheat for grinding. We have sheep wool washed and woven. So give what you can, take what you need. Does anyone know a cobbler nearby who could do a day or so with us?
Adam, faster, Brendan.
I'm trying, Hillary.
Oh, come on.
This is the best I can do.
Then stop. Change places. Try it from behind.
No, I won't. It's humiliating for a man to be on the back of a tandem and the woman up front. I'm not going to arrive in that configuration. I need to show confidence. Resolve.
Oh, thank God. I think we're at the top of the hill. Freewheel, Brendan. Freewheel.
Look. That's Joe's place, isn't it?
And there's Anya with the children. Anya! It's us! Hillary and Brendan. Hello, Gráinne. Hi there, Declan.
Hi.
Whoa,
great tandem.
Oh, can I ride in the back? Please, can I ride in the back?
So, come and visit our give and take. And remember, give what you can, take what you need. The wind must be dropping because my signal is weakening. So this is Joe Devlin signing off.
Did you come all the way from Dublin on the tandem?
Yes. Took us nearly 3 hours, Anya.
Oh, it sometimes took that long by car in the Tiger years. Remember traffic jams?
Hello, little Gráinne. Oh, you're getting such a big girl. I can hardly lift you.
Then put me down. I'm 11.
Oh, don't be rude, Gráinne.
Do you teach them yourself, Anya? Reading, writing, manners?
Have to. No schools.
Well, I'm sure Joe helps.
He's trying to teach Declan calculus. He's 7. Doesn't know his times tables yet. I mean, calculus. Because Joe is so clever, he thinks everyone else is. You look well, Hillary.
Oh, not really. Still glowing from the bike ride. Remember when we were both blondes, Anya? We looked great then.
Joe says dyed hair was a metaphor for what went wrong. Trying to be something we were not.
Nonsense.
He's changed, Joe has.
In what way?
You remember how skeptical he was about everything? You know, he had that permanent look of astonishment that people were so ridiculous.
Clever, yes, but also quite naive. Innocent, even.
Yes, well, it's infuriating because now that we have nothing, he looks so content.
Content?
Worse, happy.
Really? How perverse.
Hillary, I'm going crazy. I hate this life. I hate it.
Well, Brendan's got a plan to get the country back on its feet. Now, he needs Joe's help, so if you want a better life, get working on him.
I'll try.
Brendan's taken the fall very badly. He's so weak and useless at this do-it-yourself life that he's disappearing into a fantasy world.
Sex?
Oh, God, no. Illusions of grandeur. Look at him over there with Joe, gesticulating and sounding off. And as for sex, oh, goodbye to all that.
Joe, I ask you, how long are we going to endure this humiliation? On our knees, grovelling? Are we mice or men?
Come on, come on.
It's time to stand up and be counted.
Brendan, will you stop flapping your arms? You're scaring the chickens.
Well, I'm going to do something about it, Joe. And I've come all this way on the tandem because I need your help. I want you at my side, like the old days. We're having a major rally in Dublin, and I want you to be there.
Look how well my girls are doing. A dozen eggs a day. Eggs always exchange well. People need eggs. Eggs are the nearest thing we have to a currency around here.
Joe, it's 5 years since we defaulted and got dumped out of the euro. 5 years! 5 years of ignominy and shame. 5 years without a bank or a money system.
Isn't it wonderful? We're surviving without them.
By the skin of our teeth, Joe. But there's hope. Great things afoot. I have designed a new currency. An punt nua. Here. Look.
Is that Charlie Hyde?
Yes. On the 50. And that's Bertie Ahern on the 20. To remind people of the men who brought us prosperity. Feel the notes. Feel them. Crisp, aren't they? See the silver thread and the watermark? Top quality. Impossible to forge. Ah, the sweet smell of money.
Who printed them?
Firm in Germany. Reputable.
And how did you pay them?
They accepted the punt nua. They recognized the potential quality of this money.
It's not money, Brendan. It's glossy paper with pictures. There's nothing behind it.
There was never anything behind paper money, Joe, except belief. You could exchange it for goods. It was a trick. A wonderful confidence trick. I give you a bunch of paper, you give me a car.
I see, okay. So how are you going to get people to believe in this punt nua? They believed in the euro. Look what happened to that.
We didn't stop believing in the euro. The euro stopped believing in us.
Yeah, that's true. In the club, then we got thrown out.
Time to make our own club. We have a right to a currency like every other nation.
We're doing a lot better without them than we did with.
We have a strategy, Joe.
We? Who are the we?
A few of us. You know most of them from the old Mensa days. The best brains, top IQs, but we need you. Your lightning mathematical mind and your ability to think out of the box. We're going to need some deft footwork in the early days. At the rally, too.
Anya, my darling daughter, I would like to propose a toast.
All right, Dad, but make it quick. The food's ready to serve.
Yeah, a toast to Potchine.
Oh.
The only alcohol left in Holy Island. Not even a sup of altar wine left. And without the consolation of Potchine, Mother and I could never have lived harmoniously with Anya and our son-in-law, Joe. Oh.
Cheers.
Where'd you get it, Ed? The Potchine? I made it. An old car radiator and a few potatoes is all you need. And Blessed Oblivion is available tax-free.
Mutton stew, cabbage and potatoes. Can't eat better than that.
But not every day, Joe.
We don't have it every day.
True, there are days when we can't get cabbage, and these are the last of the potatoes.
Better times ahead, Anya, and with Joe's help, we're going to turn this thing around.
I don't suppose little Declan's ever seen an orange or a banana.
Bugger the bananas! When are we going to import some decent cigarettes?
Soon, Ed. Sooner than you think.
Well, it can't be soon enough for me. You're soft smoking this pot all the time. Takes the vinegar out of a man.
It's made you a much nicer person to live with, Ed. And it gives you something to do, growing your marijuana in the greenhouse.
Yes, well, I still crave those coffin nails. Mother, don't bogart that joint. Hand it over. Come on.
In a moment. Don't fuss me.
Ed, you worked in a bank. Take a look at the new money. The punt nua. What do you think?
Looks like the real thing. How many punts for a packet of 20 smokes?
Well, hard to say right at this moment. A little early in the process.
Come on, Brendan. Fair question.
Well, what was it, Ed? 10 euro for 20?
Yeah, at the end, 10 for 20. Yes, yes.
Well, when we have it all set up and
tax element resolved, then £5 should get you 20. Mm.
So, £1 gets you €2. You've set an exchange rate right here at the dinner table. Great stuff, Brendan.
Of course, it can't fluctuate.
No backsliding.
No, I think that's fair. One Irish is worth 2 Europeans any day in my book.
Then so be it. 2-1.
When you're that decisive, Brendan, I could fall in love with you all over again. Oh. Well, let's go out there and dance under the trees.
Are you up for it, Brendan?
I'll give it a whirl.
Oh, how lovely.
When was the last time we danced together, Joe?
Can't remember. Before the fall.
What band is that? It sounds familiar. That music.
It's the U2. They play all the villages around here.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. Maybe too much talk. This song is not a rebel song. This song is 20, bloody 20. You know the words?
Ouch! Oh, I'd forgotten what a hopeless dancer you are, Brendan.
Sorry, Hillary.
Do you think you've sucked Joe in?
I hope so.
Oh, you need him. You're all hot air and he has his feet on the ground. Ouch! And your feet are all over my feet, Brendan.
Sorry.
This is not a waltz, Brendan.
A soul that reaches out into the night, that takes you by the throat, that makes you the irascible, the truculent, that lends itself to the anti-disestablishmentarianist.
Mind if I cut in, sir? Ulysses O'Neill, ex-US ambassador.
Ah, hi. Brendan Gogarty.
Not Brendan Gogarty, the Brendan Gogarty, the notorious hacker. The guy who broke into the European space program.
I was 15 and foolish.
Even so, you sure inspired a whole generation of hackers, including the guys who totaled the Pentagon and put Google out of business. Brendan Gogarty, I want to shake your hand.
Thanks.
And your beautiful lady?
Oh, Hillary. Yeah, I'd love to dance.
This is the longest hour of our lives. Paradise reaches.
Are you a pro? A dancer, I mean? You just float on air.
Well, no, just an enthusiastic amateur.
Those fine, muscular legs put me in mind of a ballet dancer I once knew.
Well, that comes from the tandem. So, what are you doing here?
After the fall, those Tea Party folk upped and closed all the embassies worldwide. You know how it is, they want nothing to do with foreigners, so I was kind of left high and dry. I'm a country boy at heart, so I took my horse and I just roamed the range for a while. Wandered over the border into Kerry and got my ass kicked by the Chinese. Yes, they can, now they own the joint.
So... you're a cowboy, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
Not CIA in disguise.
Pardon me, ma'am, but your eyes are just about burning me up with their fire.
You know, when I was a girl, I used to fantasize about meeting a cowboy.
Well, your fantasy just got some flesh and muscle on it. I'm bivouacked over there in the woods.
Is that your tent? How convenient.
This is the end of the beginning of the rest of our lives. And if we sing with the full-throated ease of the angels that permeate the auras of our minds, we can reach that paradigm upon which there is no return.
You're very light on your feet for a big man, Joe.
You're as lovely as when I first saw you. What was it, 15 years ago? It was all that lovely long blonde hair that got me.
But if I'd been mousy brown like now, we might never have got together.
I'm glad we did.
Are you going to Brendan's rally?
I don't like what he's up to.
At least he's trying to do something. We've got to get back to normal.
Normal? What we have now is the new normal. Those old normals were actually abnormals. They just thought they were normals. We deluded ourselves about normality at the time.
Oh, stop it. You upset me when you talk like that.
Okay.
Just keep dancing. Look, it's midnight and it's still light in the sky. Everything is so serene. It's like the world has stopped and has taken a rest.
Yeah, that's another illusion. We're still spinning around the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. That's 1,000 miles a minute.
I don't want to know that. It's not what I can see and feel.
And you're right. Not a breath of wind. The earth has stopped.
It's so peaceful. It's so lovely.
Good morning, Brendan.
Morning, Joe.
Sleep well?
I did, but Hillary carried on dancing with some fella. Didn't get back to the tent until dawn.
Sorry we don't have room in the house. What with Anya and his parents and the kids.
Woke up with a bit of a crick in my neck.
Yeah, I was wondering why your head's tilted onto one side.
And a splitting headache from that putchine.
Well, here it is.
So this is your give and take?
Yeah, give what you can, take what you need.
Does it really work, given human nature?
Mostly. And every day better and better. Ah, here's Hillary.
Oh, hello, Joe. God, what a night. Brendan, why is your head tipped to one side? Is it disapproval of my innocent dancing?
Not at all, darling. Crick in the neck. Joe has been explaining this. Give what you can, take what you need.
So that's what I was doing last night.
Joe, what if you've nothing to give?
Well, look at that guy who just came in with nothing. See how apologetic he looks. Let's have a word. Hello there.
Hi.
What are you looking for?
I was hoping to find a pair of shoes, but I've nothing to give at the moment.
That's all right.
Could I help out for a couple of hours, do some cleaning?
Yeah, ask that lady at the table over there.
Cheers, thanks.
No problem. See?
If I brought in an antique table and I only took a head of lettuce, I would feel cheated.
Yeah, that's because you're still thinking in terms of monetary value. In fact, there are probably more people needing a lettuce than a table. So in a market sense, the lettuce has more value than the table. But we don't think like that. It's about giving and needing.
Wouldn't work in Dublin. It's strictly barter and exchange in the city. You know, my thing is worth two of your things. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Find another mug, etc. Oh, it's very tedious. We go to Croke Park. You can get anything there. It's vast, but the haggling is tedious.
We have our allotment there too, right where the goalpost used to be, the canal end.
No, I'll give you some chicken shit to take home with you for the soil. Onions love it. And carrots.
What do I do with it? The chicken shit.
You dig it into the soil.
I see. Dig it in.
Yeah. Well in.
What's in it that's so beneficial?
Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium.
The chicken shit all that out?
Yes. Here's a bag full.
Much appreciated, Joe.
I need the bag back, Brendan. You know how tough it is to find plastic bags.
Oh, look. There's that lovely American, Ulysses.
Morning, folks. Brendan and the lovely
morning,
Hillary.
Morning.
Hi.
I'm looking for a bag of oats for my horse.
We have oats.
You must be Joe Devlin, Ulysses O'Neill the second. Glad to know you.
Hello.
You take American dollars?
No, we don't.
I got a couple of gold coins.
Sorry, can't eat gold. Take the oats. Have you got something to give?
Well, how about this pocket knife?
Just fine.
Well, isn't this a real dinky way of doing business? How long have you been working this way?
5 years and more.
And not a nickel changing hands. Ain't that something?
What are you making for lunch, Anya?
An omelette, of course. We're drowning in eggs.
Omelette's fine with me. It's hard to find eggs in Dublin.
I had a dream last night. I was sitting at the kitchen table with a vodka and tonic, a cigarette and Hello magazine, listening to the dishwasher, doing the work instead of me.
Oh, I'd love to hear the sound of a spin dryer again someday.
Or the lovely hum of a vacuum cleaner.
Oh. And I bet your kids have never heard the chimes of an ice cream van.
Oh, those poor kids. I've got a lump in my throat.
Then persuade Joe to go to the rally. Brendan so admires him, and if he's going to run the country...
Run the country?
Well, sort of. I mean, somebody's got to do something. Why not Brendan?
Let me help with the digging, Joe.
Okay. Pick up that hoe there. You break up the sods as I turn them over. That's a nice bit of virgin soil here. Oh. What is it?
I got my toe with the hoe.
You're not a man of the soil, are you, Brendan?
Just hear me out, Joe. The strategy.
Okay, I'm listening. The strategy.
After the Second World War, Germany was flattened, broken, broke. Well, they printed a new Deutschmark and gave everyone 100 marks, and bang, the economy took off.
So?
So, we give everyone 500 new punts. What's the population now, would you say?
Probably down to 3 million with the mass emigration.
So 3 million times 500 is...
1.5 billion. Those printing presses will be hot, red hot.
We tax them 10%.
Well, why tax them? Why not... Print another 10%.
We must be seen to be fiscally responsible. Credibility. Who's going to take us seriously if we don't tax them? How much is that?
10% of 1.5 billion is 150 million.
Okay, we have 150 million. We open a national bank and put in the 150. Now, like every bank that ever was, we can lend more than we have.
Which is the root of the whole rotten system.
Conservatively, we can lend seven times what we have. How much is that, Joe?
Seven times 150 million is 1 billion and 50 million.
You see? Suddenly we have serious money. We can afford to recruit and pay a small police force. Perhaps paramilitaries would be better in the circumstances, capable of seizing the organs of state and coming down heavy on crime.
We hardly have any crime, Brendan.
Have you forgotten the anarchy, the pillage and looting after the fall?
Yes, they stole cars and TV sets and DVD players, stuff they found they couldn't use. They stole cash which was worthless. And now there's no money, there's no crime.
You're talking about a race that has fallen from prosperity to anarchy, and from anarchy to apathy and despair. The criminals have lost their motivation like everyone else.
So what do you want from me?
People trust you. They listen to your broadcasts. You have credibility. We want you to run the bank. No salary, not at first, but the more you lend, the bigger your bonus. How about 1% of what you lend? 1% of a billion is...
10 million.
Not to be sneezed at. I recall you always wanted a little boat. How about a yacht?
Do you really want to go back to the same crazy system that trashed the country?
We have to do something, Joe. We'll do it better this time. The Chinese have bought the County Kerry. They're after the rest of the country. We have no means of resistance. We'll be their serfs, raising rice.
Give a whole new meaning to a paddy field.
Be serious, Joe. Will you come to the rally?
I don't know.
I want you to speak and answer their questions. No one can calculate on their feet like you, Joe.
Can I have seconds, Mummy?
He's had seconds. I haven't.
A few spoonfuls of that mutton stew on you, dear. Age before you...
Oh, just stop it, all of you. There. Now, that's the end of it. All gone. No more stew. Grania, Declan, eat up and off to bed.
It won't be easy. There'll be huge challenges. We'll have to be disciplined, even ruthless. For instance, before the fall, the health service was spending 80% of its resources on people in the last 2 years of their lives. Unsustainable.
Well, surely there's no solution to that.
Yes, there is. There'll have to be a cut-off point, probably 80. After that, no treatment.
Where does that leave me? I need a hip replacement and a bypass and cigarettes.
Well, that's one of Brendan's priorities, Ed. Get the hospitals back in business.
Dad, will you come up and tell us a story?
I can't come up, but I'll tell you one right here. Brendan has reminded me of an old tale my father told me. Ready? Once upon a time, there was a very poor family, and they scarcely had enough food to get them through the winter. The grandfather could no longer work, and they couldn't afford to feed him. So his son and his grandson put him on a sledge and pulled him through the snow, up into the woods, and left him there to die. They walked away sadly, but the little boy said, "Dad, I'm going back for the sledge." "Why?" said the father. "Well, I shall need it for you," said the little boy.
That's a spooky story. Tell us another one.
No. Bed.
Oh. Yes, Joe. You've always resented having to take care of Mother and me.
What?
And now you show your true colours. Well, take me out to the woods then. I'm ready to die. Sling me out with the garbage.
No, Father. You've missed the point. It's a cautionary tale. Joe is saying he would never let that happen in Ireland.
Yes, we must be compassionate, but not sentimental. People must do what you do, take care of their old themselves. And if they can't, well then, some very pleasant form of euthanasia. You know, soothing music, scented candles, a pill taken with a glass of whiskey. We should learn from America. Since the Tea Party got into power, it's be self-reliant or be trampled underfoot.
You want that here? You want to get us back to the old treadmill, competing viciously against each other?
Joe, you're a woolly-headed utopian. People need stuff. Anya needs stuff.
Stuff?
Yes, stuff.
I do.
Product.
Joe.
What?
Gadgets. Stuff.
Stuff, you know? Mm. Oh, Joe, I love you so much.
Mm. Me too. Good night, Anya.
Oh, don't go to sleep on me. I want to talk.
I dug an acre of stony soil today, Anya.
Mm. Joe, are you going to the rally? Mm. The rally?
Maybe.
Please, Joe, do something. I don't want to live like this anymore. I can't make love if I don't feel secure. And I don't.
Lysistrata.
Lysis what?
Lysistrata. The Greek women who stopped making love until their men stopped making war.
I'm just asking you to do something. Go to Brendan's rally.
Stop it, Joe. I thought you were tired.
You've woken me up.
No, I won't. And I'm tired of doing the laundry in the stream like a peasant.
Much prettier than the laundromat, that stream.
Oh, but in the rain, Joe. In the rain.
This is Joe Devlin, broadcasting on 537 megacycles. The wind is blowing and we're on air. Two fine cobblers turned up yesterday and they will be here until tomorrow. They both have small children and they're looking for clothes for 5 and 7-year-old girls and boys of 3 and 9. So bring your worn-out shoes and kids' clothing.
Cobbler, cobbler, mend my shoe. Have it done by 2:30.
Wait, Grania. Bold girl. That was my daughter, Grania. Apologies. Here's some important news. Brendan Gogarty is organising a rally at O'Connell Street Bridge tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. He is launching a new currency, the Punt Nua, and wants to go back to the old capitalist system. If you support that idea or oppose it and would prefer to go on living in a society without money, you should try and come along. This is Joe Devlin signing off to the strains of my son Declan on his tin whistle.
Back 100 years. Back to sowing potatoes and cutting turf. Brave Irishmen fought and died to throw off the yoke of the British. Just up there in the GPO. What must they think of us today? We built a proud land. We worked. We innovated. We became the richest people in Europe. Then a few greedy and corrupt men destroyed this great nation. Yeah. Brought it to ruin. Yeah. Now, I do not condone the lynching of those bankers and politicians. It was a shocking thing to see them strung up all down O'Connell Street. I do not condone it. But I do understand it. They deserved what they got. They should have been tried in a court of law and duly sentenced for their crimes. But where was the law? The overpaid lawyers and judges had fled the country, left us without law. Well, I've had enough. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? Had enough, and I'm going to do something about it. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. Since the fall, we have sunk from anarchy to apathy, and from apathy to despair. So I say to you, get up off your knees. Stand tall. Be counted. Hold your heads up high. Raise that tricolour. It's been at half mast for far too long. Let's see it bravely flying again from every flagpole. I intend to lead Ireland back into the family of nations, to take its rightful place in the world. How do we do it? How do we do it? How? This is how. In my hands, I have our new currency, the Punt Nua. Every one of you, man, woman, and child, will receive 500 punts. Yes! Yes! You heard right. 500 punts each. Right, it's just a start. It's just a start, a new beginning. There will be great challenges. But I promise you, from this day,
we are back! There will be fuel for the government jet. And once again, we will proudly strut the great stages of the world. I give you this promise. Your iPods will sing once more. Emails will flood into your laptops. You will have your cell phones clamped to your ears once again. You will have the X Factor. You will have Fair City. You will have CSI. You will have Desperate Housewives. Yes, even America's Next Top Model. That too will you have. I will tempt Joe Duffy back from America to listen to our woes and triumphs. I'll bring Pat Kenny back from Tahiti to keep us honest. I'll bring the cappuccino back to Ireland. We will have a nation of blonde women once more. All I ask of you is your trust and support and patience, and I will serve you with all my might down to the last drop of my blood.
I got goosebumps. He was fantastic.
God, if only they knew what a wimp he is.
Now...
Oh, look, Joe's going up.
Now I want you to welcome Joe Devlin, one of the most brilliant minds in the land. We hope he will agree to head up the new National Bank. Joe Devlin!
Follow that, Joe! Go!
Well, that was some speech, Brendan. What an orator. Brendan is an old friend of mine and a clever fellow. He's a computer whiz. When he was 15, he hacked into the European Space Agency. He's smart. Yay! And as you heard, he's also passionate in his beliefs. Yes! But he's wrong. Oh. Karl Marx and Lenin believed that capitalism would collapse because of its internal contradictions. And boy, have we seen that happen in spades. As you know, ever since the fall, when we were dumped out of the euro, we have had no currency. No banks, no money. Now, communism has been tried and failed in the old USSR, in China, Cuba, and elsewhere. But it was not true communism. True communism was supposed to eliminate money, get rid of it. True communism was supposed to live by the concept that from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. You give your work, your skill, you take your food and shelter, and yes, your fun. Think of what is required to make that work. Compassion, kindness, unselfishness, honesty, modesty. Well, like it or not, by accident, that's what we've been practicing here in Ireland these past few years. For the first time in history, we've had pure communism. And it works. It's not perfectly. Not perfectly, of course. But we're getting better at it. If we stick at it, it will improve, and so will we. We've shown that we can live without money. Without banks. What a triumph! And because we had no money, we couldn't buy fossil fuels, so we've become the first developed country to be carbon neutral. Now, I believe that's something to be genuinely proud of. We don't need the new punt or any other punt. We don't need a bank. We need to do just what we have been doing, but do it better. I know what you're saying. It has been tough. Subsistence living. But the planet is running out of resources. We have to find a way to live more simply.
And we found it. We can feed ourselves from our own land. We have fresh water, plenty of it. We have shelter. Look at the concert and plays everybody's been putting on. It's been good. Life is good.
If you take it, count the noise ceremony. Give us our money. String him up with the others. Drag him down out of there. You're all full of shit, y'all devilin.
Life is good.
Leave him alone, Joe.
Go along, Joe.
Get your hands off me.
Who are you?
We're the new police force.
Well, why'd you put a hood over his head?
Then shut him up.
Where are you taking him?
Lock him up for his own safety.
You can't do that without a charge.
Oh, you want a charge? How about inciting violence?
He wasn't violent. They were.
Okay. Broadcasting without a license. Or health and safety. Yeah, one in doubt. Health and safety.
So we were far healthier and safer when there was no health and safety. Breath.
Did you hear that? No, he's as mad as a hatter.
Oh, Joe, please, please.
May I say how good it is to have the prison open again, sir?
And Joe Devlin is your only prisoner?
As yet, but once money is circulating again, they'll come flooding in. Be four to a cell in no time. There he is, sir. Joe Devlin.
Thank you, warder. Well, Joe, sorry to see you messed up like this. They broke your leg real good. What's with the elbow?
Fractured.
Well, you did provoke the hell out of him.
What are you doing here? And without your horse?
I represent the U.S. government, Joe. And I'm here to warn you that we see your subversive attempt to dispense with money as a clear and present threat to the dollar and our economy. And I am authorized to take whatever action is required to eliminate it.
How do you eliminate the absence of money?
Nature abhors a vacuum. And so does the U.S. government.
Sir, there's a Chinese gentleman here demanding to see the prisoner.
I'll come right out. Who the hell are you?
I am Colonel Xing, commander of the Chinese Protectorate of Kerry.
Protectorate? You know very well that Ireland is within the U.S. sphere of influence, and we regard the annexation of Kerry as a hostile act.
Not annexation, merely a purchase for the recreation of senior party officials.
So what were those Chinese soldiers doing, taking potshots at me and my horse?
When a CIA agent trespasses on Chinese land, Mr. O'Neill, certain measures are required to discourage him and his horse.
So what do you want with my prisoner, Joe Devlin?
The Chinese Politburo regards his ideas as a threat to our political system.
Hey, am I hearing right? Communism is supposed to progress the elimination of money. He's your guy.
If this idea takes hold, it could escalate and lead to who knows what, even revolution. And if currencies were abolished, we could no longer lend your country the money to buy our goods. What then? It's unthinkable. Catastrophic.
Well, Colonel, it seems we have common cause here. Our interests coincide. Let's figure out how to handle it.
Discreet assassination is quick and cost-effective.
No, Colonel. Let's do it the American way. How about a glass of rice wine to celebrate?
We in the upper echelons drink only scotch, which is why we are buying up Scotland.
So be it.
Dad, now you're in a wheelchair and you can't work. Shall we take you to the woods on the sledge? Go to your room, Declan, once.
No, leave him be.
Grania, it's the ice cream van. Mommy, I need money for the ice cream.
Give him the money. How much do we have left? We had 2,000 to start with. 500 each, right?
Don't worry about money, Joe. Just
get better?
2,000 less the 10% tax. It's 1,800. Then the 15% levy to pay the civil servants. That goes down to 1,500.
And then we have inflation. A loaf of bread is 20 pund now. 15 for a pint of milk? Soon went up. Mind, eggs are very expensive too.
Yeah, supermarkets are charging a lot for the eggs, but they don't pay us much for ours. So what do we have left?
Very little, except that...
Except what? Oh yeah, the dishwasher. How much is that?
I'm busy.
And the vacuum cleaner.
They have been very generous with the compensation for your injuries, Joe. Especially the Americans. That Ulysses, he's so gracious about it.
They're paying me off.
And you know you always wanted a boat. And your birthday's coming up. Well, I found you one.
Oh, Dad! There's a man out here delivering a car. It's a Cadillac.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Come on, Joe.
It's bribery. I'm not doing it. I don't want it.
Please,
no.
Joe.
No.
Please.
No. They're winning. They've won.
Come on, Joe.
No.
That was 2020 by John Borman. Joe Devlin was Brendan Gleeson and Stephen Ray played Brendan. Hillary was Susan Fitzgerald. Anya was Angelina Ball. And Ed was played by Emmett Bergen. Neil Tobin played Ulysses. Kate Minogue was Kitty. And Oliver Callan played Bono and Colonel Zing. Grania was Charlotte McNamara. And Declan was J.J. McNamara. The paramilitary was Joe Taylor. Paul Ronan was the thug. And the warder was played by Mark Fitzgerald. All other parts were played by members of the company. The dramaturge was Jesper Bergman. The original music was composed by Kevin Brew and Colin McNamara. The musicians were Frank McNamara, Charlotte McNamara, Colin McNamara, Mark McGrath and Kevin Brew. The sound engineer was Mark McGrath. 2020 was written and directed by John Borman. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds.